It's 3 PM at Broughton High School in Raleigh, and members of the debate team are just starting practice.
This House will now refer to the discussion and debate of Bill number 001, a bill to ameliorate...
16-year-old Lydia Trogdon is the chair of this House committee, but instead of a podium, she has a green metal desk. Instead of legislators, there are about a dozen eager teenagers. And instead of a gavel, well, there's an iPhone app.
The chair would now like to recognize the main pro speaker, Adam Geringer, for his 6-minute opening statement. And can we have
15-year-old Adam Geringer is the reason the debate team convened today. He wants to convince his fellow students, or lawmakers, why teachers should stop grading on a 7-point scale.
To prolong the 7-point grading scale is just stupid. It puts our students at a sheer disadvantage and is hurting our students by continuing these policies. Within the current...
Geringer says students should get an A if they score between a 90 and 100. He says that would boost their GPAs and make them more competitive with students at private schools and in other states.
NC students are essentially running a 10-mile race while other students are only running a 10K. The fact that we prolong these failed policies is beyond the reach of my mental capacity. So let's stop hurting.
It definitely was not beyond the mental capacity of his opponent. Junior Taylor Howard made grand gestures with his arms as he spoke.
If you wish to damn our generation, then vote for this bill. But instead,
Howard slammed the proposal to change the state's grading scale, saying it would make it too easy for students to get an A.
It's a competitive world, as we see China's on the rise. Education scores in Europe are very high, and the only way that we can improve our scores instead of lowering the bar is by raising it. We need to motivate our students, and we need to help them understand that...
All of this is not just a class exercise. Not too long ago, Geringer sent his bill to policymakers in Raleigh.
So basically, I just had this weird idea just to sketch it up. I actually sent it to my ex-girlfriend's dad, who was a lobbyist, and he bounced it around through a couple of the legislators downtown.
Under Geringer's proposal, students would still be graded on a 7-point scale, but their GPAs would be readjusted for college admissions. A and B's would be on a 10-point scale, while C and D ranges are smaller, so that below a 70 is still failing.
The proposal is not a bad proposal.
Rob Hines is with the Department of Public Instruction. He says in addition to Geringer, several concerned parents have recently reached out to him, and that's given the issue some traction.
The main thing is, I would like to make sure that whatever we do, we don't end up putting students in a worse position. And I think this is one of the things that folks on the state board have considered and will continue to consider.
But first, some questions need to be answered, says Hines. Like, how would a new grading scale affect graduation rates, for example? Right now, North Carolina is one of only 5 states that require all districts to adopt a 7-point scale.
Some of the issues that we've been trying to think through is understanding the impact on college admissions and whether or not there really is an impact.
So is there one? Are students on a 7-point scale really at a disadvantage?
I don't want to say it's wholly false, but it's close to it.
David Hawkins is with the National Association for College Admission Counseling. He says universities understand that states and schools use different grading scales.
Most colleges account for that somehow. They may not have a specific formula, but they do all get what we call school profiles, which is a relatively brief document that describes high schools and their grading scales and policies and data.
Hawkins says about half of colleges also have formulas to recalculate GPAs to make things fair. But Adam Geringer says he doesn't want to take any chances. He has his heart set on McGill University in Canada and is worried that his North Carolina GPA won't compare. Back in debate practice, he makes his closing remarks.
I guess what I'm trying to say is we are not providing schools with enough information, the vital information that they can use to calculate grades to their specifications. So let's level out the playing field, vote yes, and move North Carolina to the 10-point grading scale.
Would all those in favor of Bill number 001 please stand and say aye.
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 All those opposed, please stand and say nay.
Nay.
And the final vote is 5-4. The bill fails, at least within this classroom. Geringer says he will keep pushing for it in the real world. Rima Crace, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.